B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn brachos daf lamed gimel. We're going to start 8 lines from the top of the omud. We saw in the Mishnah, afilu nochosh koruch al ekevoy, even if there's a snake coiled around his heel, lo yafsik, he should not stop and interrupt his shmoneh esrei. Omar of Sheshes, lo yishonu, this halacha was only said regarding elo nochosh, regarding a snake, aval akrov, but regarding a scorpion, who are much more prone to sting than a snake is prone to bite. Poisuk is dangerous, and therefore he should stop in the middle of davening and either kill the scorpion or move away. Meisvei, this seems to contradict the braisa. Nofal legoiv aroyos, if somebody fell into a lion's den, ein meidin olov shemis, we cannot bear witness to the fact that he's certainly not alive anymore, because it could be that the lions happened not to be hungry at the time and they didn't kill him, and therefore you could not witness that he can be counted for dead and his wife can marry somebody else. We have to assume that he maybe is still alive. Nofal lechafiro meleo nechoshim, if you fell into a pit full of snakes, v'akrabim or scorpions, me'idin alov shemis, you can comfortably assume that he's been killed. So you see here that somebody who falls into a pit with snakes, that we can assume that he's going to be killed. In the Mishnah it says that the snake is not necessarily dangerous, and one is not even allowed to stop Shmoneh Esrei in order to get away from the snake. Says the Gemara Shani Hosam, the Agav Itzasa Mazki. It's because when he fell, the pressure of his falling onto the snakes would most certainly cause the snakes to bite him and to kill him. But in our Mishnah, where he didn't fall on the snake is merely coiled around his heel, it's not a danger, and he's not allowed to interrupt in the middle of his davening. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Ra'o Shvorim, if somebody sees bulls, Poisuk, he should interrupt his Shmoneh Esrei and move out the way. D'toni Rabbi Yishya, Marchikin Mishoir Tam. One should distance oneself even from a relatively tame bull, Chamishim Amo, 50 Amos, U'mishoir Muad, but a bull that's already gored 3 times, K'mloy Einov, make sure that he's totally out of sight. You don't even see such a bull. Tana Mishmeidir Abmeir, Resh Tura B'dekula, even if you see the head of a bull is totally submerged in his basket of food, nonetheless, solik le'agra, you should climb up onto a roof, v'shodi darga mitoisach, and remove the ladder from under you. And the Rashi says that doesn't dafka mean to that extent, but make sure that you get away and fast. Be very, very careful from having any interaction with a bull. Omer Shmuel, Hani mili b'shoir shochur, that is particularly true and maybe only true with a black bull, b'yoyim de Nisan, in the month of Nisan, mipnei shasotan merakid loy bein karnov, because the sotan is dancing between its horns. And Rashi explains that in the month of Nisan, it's now the spring, and all the grass and all the plantation is starting to grow, and Zocha daitayolov, and he's all excited, all happy, and getting carried away with his food, and the Yetzhara gets into him, and therefore he's particularly dangerous. Continues the Gemara, Ton Rabbonon. Ma'ase b'mokim echod, there was a place, Shehoyo Aroid, there was an animal called an Aroid, which seems to be a cross between a snake and a turtle. V'hoyo mazikas abriyos, and it was very, very dangerous and it used to hurt the people. Bo v'oidiu loy l'Rab Chanina ben Doisa. They made this known to Rab Chanina ben Doisa. Omer Lehem, he said to the people, Heru li eschoiroi, show me the burrow, show me where this aroid is. Heruhu eschoiroi, they showed Rab Chanina ben Doisa where the hole was. Nosan akevoi al pi achoir, he put his heel on the mouth of the burrow. Yotza, the aroid came out, or tried to come out. V'noshchoi, and bit Rab Chanina ben Doisa's heel. Umeis oise aroid, and the aroid died. Not le'al k'seifei, Rab Chanina ben Doisa took this aroid on his shoulders, v'yivyei le'beis ha-medrash, he took it to the beis ha-medrash, v'omar lehem, he said to the people, ra'u b'ni, see my children, ein aroid meimis, it's incorrect to assume that it's the aroid that has the power to kill, elo ha-cheit meimis, it's sin, it's avera that causes people to die. Sometimes the aroid is used as a messenger of Hashem to kill people who sin. But just because the aroid bit somebody doesn't mean he has to die, and Rab Chanina ben Doisa are proof to that. Boy say Shah, at that time Omru, they said, Oy loy la odom shepoigea boy aroid. Woe to man that meets an aroid. For oy loy la aroid, and woe to an aroid shepoga boy Rav Chanina ben Doisa, who met Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Continues the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mazkirin gvurois geshomim, we mention the strength of the rain, what we know as Mashiv Aruach Omer Dageshem, B'tchias Amesim, in the second brach of Shmoneh Esra, of Tchias Amesim. V'shailo, and we ask for rain, V'sein talumoto, B'birchas Hashonim, in the brach of Borich Oleinu. V'avdola b'choinin Adas, and we say Atochin Antonu, which is Avdola, in the brach of Choinin Adas, the fourth brach of Shmoneh Esra. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Akiva argues and says, Oim Rabbi Brocha Revius Bifne Atzma, the Brocha of Havdalah is not annexed as an extension to the fourth Brocha of Atachonin, it's actually a Brocha on its own right between the third and fourth Brocha of Shemoneh Esra. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Bahido, Rabbi Eliezer maintains that one says the Havdalah in the Brocha of Moedim. Says the Gemara, Mazkirin Gvurois Geshomim, we mention the Gvuris Geshomim in the second bracha, etc. V'goymer. My tam, why should we mention Mashiv Aruach Omer Dageshem, especially in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esra? Omer Rav Yosef, Mitoich Sheshkulo K'tchias HaMesim. When rain comes down, it's equivalent to Tchias HaMesim. Lefikach Kavua B'Tchias HaMesim. And that's why we mention it in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Why do we mention the same Tal Umotor, we ask Hashem for rain in the bracha of Borech Oleinu? My Tama, what's the reason for that? Omer Rav Yosef, Mitoich Shehi Parnosa, since rain is what brings and gives sustenance to people, Lefikach Kavua Bebirchas Parnosa, therefore we inserted it, Chazal inserted it, into the bracha that's asking Hashem for sustenance. Havdola Bechoinin Adoas My Tama, why do we say Atochin Antonu, which is Havdalah, in the fourth bracha of Atochinin? Omer Rav Yosef, Miteich Shehi Chochma, since the Atochin Antonu is an extension which is very much associated to wisdom, Kavua B'Birchas Chochma, and therefore it's put into the bracha where we ask for wisdom, Atochinin Odom Das. Rabbanon Omri, the Rabbanon give a different reason, Miteich Shehi Choil, since Havdalah is a start of the mundane, the days of the week which are not Shabbos. Lefikach kavua bebirchas choil. Therefore, we put it into the first bracha that's uniquely said in the weekdays, and not on Shabbos, and that's the bracha of Atochinin Odom Das. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Ami Gedoila Deo Shenitno Bitchilas Bracha Shel Choil. There's a certain greatness that Das, the understanding, has, proof being that it's the first bracha that we mention in the Shmoneh Esra, which is unique to the weekdays. V'omer Rab Ami said, G'doylo Deo, there's a greatness to Deo, to understanding, Shenitno Ben Shtei Oisyos, because in the Pasuk it's written between two of Hashem's names, Shenem, as it says, Ki Keil Deois Hashem, that Hashem is the Hashem of understanding. Anyone that does not have das, also l'rachim elov, one is not allowed to have mercy on him. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, kiloi am binois hu, they are not a nation of understanding, a people of understanding. Al kein lo yirachamenu oisehu, and that's why their maker Hashem does not have compassion for them. So you see that somebody who is lacking in bino, in understanding, is also one that's not deserving of compassion. Omar Rebeloza, Godoil Mikdosh Shenitin bin Shtei Oisyos, the Beis HaMikdosh is also great, it's also mentioned between two of Hashem's names, Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Po'alto Hashem Mikdosh Hashem Koinunu Yodecho. You Hashem have made the Beis HaMikdosh Hashem. So the word Mikdosh is mentioned between twice Hashem's name. Continues the Gemara. V'omar belozo kol odom sheyesh lo idea, any person that has das, ki'ilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomov, it's as if the beis hamikdash was built in his days. Deo nitno ben shtei oisyos, as we saw, das is written between two of Hashem's names, mikdash nitain ben shtei oisyos, and beis hamikdash is also written between two of Hashem's names. There must be something equal, some comparison between them. And that's what the Gemara says. Somebody who has das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash was created in his days. Maskiflor b'acha korchino. Rav Korchino asked a question on this. Elamiato, are you going to say gedoilo nekomo shnitno bein shtei oisyeis? Is anything that's written between two names something good, something great? What about vengeance? Nekomo, it's also written between two names. Shenema keil nekomo is Hashem. Hashem is a Hashem of vengeance. Are you suggesting that vengeance is an attribute which we would say is great? Omer Le'in, he says, of course it is. B'milsa miyog doilohi. When it's in it the place of goodness, then even vengeance can express goodness. V'hainu d'omar Ula, that's what Ula said. Shtei nekomo is halolu lomo. There are two types of vengeance. Achas l'toiva, one which is giving reward. V'achas l'ra, and the other one as a form of punishment. L'toiva, where do we find that vengeance is there as a means of giving reward? T'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Hoyfia mehar poron, Hashem was going round to the other nations, including Har Poron, and asking them if they want to accept the Torah. And then when Klal Yisrael unanimously said, Nasa v'nishma, we're going to accept the Torah, as a reward for that, Hashem left everybody else, all the other nations, and came directly to Klal Yisrael. He appeared exclusively to Klal Yisrael, to the exclusion of all the other nations. So there it was a vengeance against the other nations, but it was in a form of reward to Klal Yisrael for having said Nasa v'nishma. Lora, where do we find vengeance as being punishment? T'chsiv, that's where it says in the Pasuk, Kil nekomis Hashem, Kil nekomis Yifia. The Hashem does vengeance, and when people deserve punishment, he punishes them. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Oimra Brocha Revius Chule. It says in the Mishnah that the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that the Havdalah in the Tefillah is not said as an annex to the fourth Brocha. It's actually a Brocha on its own, the fourth Brocha of Shemoneh Esrei. Oma Leirav Shemen Bar Abba, Rabbi Yechanon. Mechte Anshe Knesses Agdeile Tiknu Lemni Yisrael, Brochois Utfilois Kedushois Vavdolis. We know that the Anshe Knesses Agdeile, they were the ones that established the Nusach, the text of the Brochas, and all the Tfilois, the Kedushois, and the Havdolis. Nerza Heichon Tikun. So let's see where the Anshe Knesses Agdeile, where they were Mesakan, where they established the Havdalah. How can there be an argument whether Havdalah is in the middle of the fourth bracha, if it's a fourth bracha on its own, whether it's in Moedim? Well, what would the Anshe Knesses Agdeile Mesakan? This is not new, this has been around forever. Omale, he answered him as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said as follows. Bitchila, when the Anshe Knesses Agdeile, which means Ezra, when he came back at the end of Golus Bovel, Kov'uha Bitfila. The first and initially they instated that the Havdalah should be said in Tfilah. Where in Tfilah we don't know. We'll soon see. Why did they say it should be done in Tfilah and not on a kois, on a cup of wine? Because they were very poor at the time and then not everybody could afford another cup of wine. He'eshiru, at some point they became more affluent and they could afford it. Kavuha ala kois, they said, you no longer have to say Havdalah in the Tfilah. And now you say Havdalah just on a kois, on a cup of wine. He'enu, at some point in time they again became poor. Chozru v'kavua b'tfilah. Now they said, okay, we're going to stop doing Havdalah on the kois, and we're going to do it in the tfilah. But by this time, they had already forgotten where in tfilah it was in the time of Ezra. And here the Chachomim argued, the Chachomim in our Mishnah, where to put the Havdalah. V'heim omru, hamavdil, and then the Chachomim added on, and they said, hamavdil b'tfilah, even though you are saying Havdalah in the tfilah, tzorich shiyavdil ala kois, if you can afford it, if you have wine, you must also say Havdalah on a kois, which is what we all do. Says the Gemara, itmer nami, omer abchia bar abba, omer b'yechanon, anche knesses agdoilo tiknu lem l'Yisrael, brochois utfilois, kudushois vavdolis, bitchilo kavua bitfilah, v'heshiru, when they became rich, kavua al hakois, chozru v'henu, they became poor again, kavua bitfilah, v'heim omram avdil bitfilah, tzorch shiavdil al hakois. So everything we just saw before, the whole question and answer, we actually saw this in the Braisa in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara, itmer nami, Rabba v'Rav Yosef to Omer Tarvayu, both Rabba and Rabbi Yosef said, Hamavdil b'tfila tzorch shiavdil ala kois, that not only do you say Atochin Antonu in tfila, but you must also say Havdalah on a kois. Omarova, umisvinon ashmaitin. But even though we all agree that that's the halacha, we have a question from a braisa. It says in the braisa, ta'o veloi hizkir gvura is keshomim b'tchias ha-meisim. If somebody did not say Mashiv Aruach in the second bracha, v'shayla b'birchas hashonim, and he did not say v'sein talumoto in Baruch Aleinu, machzir noi, so he has to go back. And this has been discussed in the Gemara previously. V'avdola b'choinin ha-doas, if somebody did not say Havdola in Shmonesra in the bracha of Atochinin, ein machzir noi, so we do not make him go back to the beginning of Shmonesra, mipnei sheyochei lo'imra al-ha-kois, if he so chooses, he's allowed to do Havdola on the kois. He didn't have to do it in Tefillah, he could have also done it on the Kais. You didn't do it in Tefillah, do it on the Kais. So you see from here that it seems to be it's a choice. Yochei lo imra la Kais. He's allowed to do it on a Kais. Not that everybody who does it in Tefillah must do it on a Kais. And this seems to contradict what we all said before, that besides for Tefillah, you have to do it on the Kais. Says the Gemara, loy teima mipnei she yochei lo imra la Kais. Change the term. It's not supposed to say because he could do it on the Kais. Since he's going to do it on the kois again, because that's the halacha that whoever that says Atochin Antonu in Tefillah has to say Havdola again on a kois, since he's in any case going to do Havdola on a kois, he does not have to say Shmoneh Esra again. Itmar Nami, Omer of Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Shoal Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yochanan Betzidon, he said that some say that Rabbi Yosi asked Rabbi Yochanan in Tzidon, v'omri lo Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov d'min Tzur es Rabbi Yochanan, that it wasn't Rabbi Yosi who asked Rabbi Yochanan, rather it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov that asked Rabbi Yochanan, v'anoch shomis, and whoever it was, I heard them asking. They asked as follows, hamavdil b'tfila, somebody who makes havdala in tfila, tzorich sheyavdil ala kois oiloi, does he have to then make havdala again on a kois? Va'omar loy, and he answered him, tzorich sheyavdil ala kois, he must make havdala on a kois as well. Continues the Gemara, iboyeluhu, they asked a question in the yeshiva, hamavdil ala kois, somebody who before Ma'ariv made havdala on a kois, ma'u sheyavdil b'tfila, does he also have to say havdala in the tfila? Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok answered as follows, Kal v'choyme mitfila, it's a kal v'choyme from when it's the other way around. Uma tfila, if somebody said havdala in tfila, the ikka takantahi, the ikka of havdala, the main place where it's supposed to be said is dafka in tfila. According to the Shita Mukubet says, it's because that's where the Anshi Knesset HaGdeila initially instituted that it should be said. According to the Rajba, it's because even when the halacha is that even when you cannot afford wine, you still have to say it in the Shmoneh Esrei. That means saying Avdol in the Shmoneh Esrei is a constant, it's not a variable, in contrast to making Avdolah on wine, which depends on whether you can afford the wine. So the Ikka is in the Tefillah. And nonetheless, Omri, they said, Hamavdil b'tfila, tzorech sheyavdil ala kois, that even though you said Avdolah in the Tefillah, you must say it again on a kois. If Hamavdil ala kois, if somebody's only said Avdolah on a kois, the lav ikka takanti, which is not the ikka takona of Avdolah, lo kol shekein, even more so, that we can assume that he has to say Avdolah again when he davens. Toni Reb Acha Aricha Kamei Derev Chinano, Hamavdil b'tfila, if somebody says Avdolah in Tefillah, Meshubach Yosef, it's more praiseworthy Mimish Yavdil ala Kois than somebody who chooses to do Avdolah not in the Tefillah, but on a Kois. Vim Hivdil b'zu, if somebody chooses to do both, Yonuchu loy brochis haroishoy, brochis should rest upon him. Asks the Gemara, Hagufa Kashi, this seems to contradict each other. First you say Omrus, you say Amavdil b'tfila Meshubach Yosef Mimish Yavdil ala Kois, that it's more praiseworthy to choose to say Avdolah in Tfila than to say Avdolah on a Kois. Alma Tfila Lechudah Sagis, you see that any one is enough. V'hodor Tonya, and then you say Mhivdil Bazu Ubazu Yonuchu Loi Brochis Aroisha, if he does both, then Brochis will rest upon him. How can that be? But given the Nofik Le Bechodah, since you're allowed to do any one, it suffices to do any one, that means that you are potter, you have fulfilled your requirement of Havdalah with either one. And if you've already fulfilled your requirement, you're not allowed to do another one. V'havya bracha she'ena tzricha, doing havdalah again when you don't have to is called an unnecessary bracha. V'omer Rav Yitem Rish Lakish, v'omer lo Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, d'omer tarvayu. The Chachamim said, "Kol amavorich bracha she'ena tzricha." Somebody who makes an unnecessary bracha, over mishum loisisa, he's transgressed the avera in the Aseres HaDibros of loisisa, not to say Hashem's name in vain. Eloima, the brisa goes as follows: Eloima hachi, im hivdil bazu v'loi hivdil bazu. If you did havdalah in any one and you did not do havdalah with both tefillah and on a kois, yanuchule brachis al reishay. This opinion holds. That's when you get the brachas resting upon you, because you should not do havdalah in both. Boy minor of Chizda mir of Sheshes. Of Chizda asked Rav Sheshes, Ta'o bezu u bezu. When he davened Shmoneh Esrei, he forgot to say Atochin Antonu. And then he came home and he started eating and drinking, something which you're not allowed to do before Avdallah. Which means that he didn't say it in the Tefillah and he didn't say Avdallah on a Kais before continuing with what he would normally do after Avdallah. Mao, what should he do now? He has to go back, so Rashi says, to both. He has to daven Ma'ariv again and then make Havdalah on a kois. Continues the Gemara. What's the halacha? Somebody who says Havdalah in Tefillah, does he have to say it again on a kois or not? We've seen a number of different opinions in the Gemara. Omar Leiki Kiddush. He answered him exactly like Kiddush. Ma kiddush, in the same way as kiddush, af al gav de mekaddish bitzloisa. Even though he says kiddush, atokidashto, in Shmoneh Esrei in Ma'ariv of Shabbos, mekaddish akaso. Everybody agrees that you make kiddush again at home on a kois. Af havdala nami, so to havdala, af al gav de mavdil bitzloisa. Even though you already said havdala in the Shmoneh Esrei, mavdil akaso, the halacha is that you say havdala again on a kois. It's interesting because the Rambam famously compares Havdalah to Kiddush and even calls a Havdalah a type of Kiddush. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bayidah. Rabbi Eliezer maintains that where do you say the Havdalah, the Atochin Antonu in Tefillah? He says it as in the Broch of Moedim, not in Atochinin. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira Havarochiv Chamra. Rabbi Zeira was riding on a donkey. Have a koshokil va'ozil Rabchia bar Ovin Basrei. Rabchia was walking, was following behind him. The Mefarshim explained why was Rabzeira on the donkey and Rabchia was not. Omar Le, Rabzeira asked Rabchia, Vadai damritu mishmeidu Rabbi Yechanon. Is it true that they said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer? That the halacha is clearly like Rabbi Eliezer, that one says havdala in Moedim? When? Biyontov shechol liyos achar Shabbos. On another Motzah Shabbos, we have a discussion. Do you say it as the fourth bracha? Do you say it in Atochinin? But if Yontov is Motzah Shabbos, there's no Atochinin. So Rabbi Yechanan said that Loch is like Rabbi Eliezer, that if it's Yontov on Motzah Shabbos, and you have to say Avdolah because it's Motzah Shabbos. Yontov is less of a Kedusha than Shabbos, you need to say Avdolah. So there, the Loch is like Rabbi Eliezer, that you say the Havdalah in Moedim. Omerli, Rabbi Chia said to Rabbi Zeira, yes, it's true. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. So he asked, Halacha Michral de Pligi, is it Michral a discussion where you say Havdalah? Says the Gemara, Veloi Pligi, is it not a discussion? Va Pligi Rabbonon. In our Mishnah, we have a discussion. According to the Chachomim, it's a Brocha Bifne Atzmai, a Brocha Revias. So why do you assume that it's so clear and everybody agrees to Rebbe Eliezer that you don't even need to say Halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer? No, there is an argument, and that's why Halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer. Says the Gemara, no. Eima de Pligi, Rebbe Zeira says, when are the Chachomim and Rebbe Eliezer arguing? Eima de Pligi Rabbonon, B'shayim Mois Hashana. The whole year, where Motzah Shabbos is a weekday, there's an argument whether you say it in Atochinin, whether it's a fourth bracha on its own, or whether it's Moedim. B'yontav shechol yois achar HaShabbos mi pligi? Do you have any source that the Chachomim argued the Rabbi Eliezer on a Motzah Shabbos, which is Yontav? And since everybody agrees, then why do you have to say Halacha? As if to say the Halacha is like him, in spite of the fact that others argue. Says the Gemara, V'ha pligi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who says that every Motzah Shabbos, it's a bracha on its own right, we can comfortably assume that on Motzah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, it will be the same. Why shouldn't it be a bracha on its own right? If you say that you say the Havdalah in Atochainin, then you can say if it's Yom Tov on Motzah Shabbos, there's no Atochainin, maybe the Chachamim agree. But Rabbi Akiva, who says it's a bracha on its own, why should Yom Tov be any different? So he answered him back, Otu kol ashono kulam yavdinon k'Rabbi Akiva? Do we ever hold like Rabbi Akiva here? Dehashta neiku v'nevit kavosei, that we should assume that maybe here we do like Rabbi Akiva, and that's why it necessitates saying halocha k'Rabbi Eliezer and not like Rabbi Akiva? Kol ashono kulam aitam alo yavdinon k'Rabbi Akiva? Why the whole year do we not follow Rabbi Akiva? The Tamlis Sri Tikkun, the Chachomim said that there's 18 brachas in the Shemoneh Esra, tish suri loy tikkun, and not 19 brachas, so we don't make a bracha on its own right. Hochanami, so too on Yontav, shev tikkun, 7 brachas, the Chachomim said you say, tamni loy tikkun, and they didn't say that you say 8 brachas. So if so, we can totally disregard Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Rabbonon, we had no reason to say that they argue with Rabbi Eliezer if Motzah Shabbos is Yontav. So why do you have to say Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer as if it's taken for granted that the Chachomim argue and that we're in a definitively ruling like Rabbi Eliezer? Who says that the Chachomim argue? One. And if they do argue, who says that Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer? Omar Leis, Rabbi Zeiro said, Lav Halacha itma. I, Rabbi Zeira, assume that Rabbi Yechonon didn't say the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Elo motin itma. The inclination, we're inclined to say that the ruling should be like Rabbi Eliezer because we're not aware on a definite way that the Chachomim argue with him. And Rashi explains that halacha means that it's a definite ruling and you can tell everybody in public that's how you rule. But when it says motin, don't tell people in public that that's the halacha. But if somebody comes to ask you what to do, you can say we're inclined to say that you should follow Rabbi Eliezer. But because there is that chance that maybe the Chachomim argue, and if they do argue, the halacha may be like the Chachomim and not Rabbi Eliezer, don't get up in public in a definite way and say the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. The Itmar, some say Itmar, Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi, Omar Mishum Rabbeinu, and there's a discussion who this Rabbeinu is, halacha. He did say the term halacha, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. V'omri lo, others say in his name, motin, not that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, just we're inclined to follow Rabbi Eliezer. If somebody asks you in private, you can tell him that's the halacha. Rabbi Yochanan Omar moidim. Rabbi Yochanan used the term moidim, that the Chachomim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer on Motzah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, that the halacha is that you say the Shema, that you say the Havdalah in Moedim, and there's no Machlekes Bechlal. So of course that's what you do. Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Nirin. He didn't say Halacha. He didn't say Moedim, which means there was no Machlekes Bechlal. He didn't say Motim, which means we're inclined to say the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Just Nirin. It appears to be like Rabbi Eliezer, but we're not even inclined to go that way, which means that even if a Yochid were to ask you what the halacha is, you should not tell him to do like Rabbi Eliezer. But if you see a Yochid doing it, saying Havdalah in Moedim on Motzah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, you don't need to stop him. Omer Abzeira, Nekoit d'Rab Chia Bar Abba B'yotcha. You should assume that Rab Chia Bar Abba, who said Nirin, that's the correct version. The Dayik, he was very meticulous. V'gomar shmeitam ipuma demora shapir. When he said over the teachings he heard from his rebbes, he was very meticulous to make sure to say it exactly accurately. So there's no chance that he got confused between halacha and moedim and nirim and motim. If he said nirin, then you can assume that that was an accurate quote from his rebbes. And we find another chacham that was also very, very meticulous to say over the exact wording of his Rebbe, Karachba de Pompadisa, de Omar Rachba, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, he said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Harabayis, on the Harabayis surrounding the Beis HaMikdosh, Stov Kaful Hoyo, there were rows of benches, Vahoyo Stov Lifnim Mistav, and there was one row of benches within another row of benches. And even though the term used for benches is normally Itztaba, in many other Mishnayos, but Rachba, he was very meticulous. His Rebbe used the word stav, so he also said it over, used the word stav, in order not to change even from a word that he heard from his Rebbe. So too Reb Zeira said, Reb Chiya bar Abba was that meticulous with saying over the Torah he received from his Rebbe. Omar Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef said, Ano loy ha yodana, we don't know about this version, v'loy ha yodana, not this version, elo midrav Shmuel yodana. We just know what we heard from our Rebbe's Rav and Shmuel. The Tkniru lon marganisa bebovel, they Masakan, they instituted a text, a pearl of a text, to say on Motzah Shabbos, which is Yontav, for Havdalah. And actually they put it into the fourth bracha. The middle bracha on Yontav is a bracha of Vatitein Lonu Hashem Elikeinu, the Yomim Toivim. At the beginning of that bracha, they put the Havdalah. And this is the text that they said, and this is what we actually do. Vatoidienu Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem made it known to us, Es Mishpatei Tzedkecho, His righteous laws, Vatlamdeinu Lasis Chukei Ritzenecho, and He taught us to do, to follow His will, His Torah, Vatanchileinu, and He's given us, Zmani Sosoin V'chagei Nedova, He's given us times of Yomim Toivim, happy times, Vatayrishenu Kedushas Shabbos, and He bequeathed us with the holiness of Shabbos, V'kovoid Moed, and the dignity of the Yomim Toivim, v'chagigas haregel, and the celebration of the Yomim Toivim, bein kedushas Shabbos lekedushas Yom Tov Hivdalto, you distinguished between the kedusha of Shabbos, which is very stringent, and the kedusha of Yom Tov, which is less stringent, v'es yoyim ha-shvi misheshes simei ha-maseh kidashto, you were mekadesh the Shabbos, made it holy over the 6 days of the week, hivdalto v'kidashto as amcho Yisrael, you separated and made holy your people, klal Yisrael b'kedusha secha, with your holiness. And then it continues with Vatitein Lon, with the bracha of Yontav, v'chulu, etc., and finishes off the bracha with Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, as one would on every Yontav. And that's what Rav and Shmuel said one should do on Matzah Shabbos, which is Yontav. Says the next Mishnah, Ha'oimer, if somebody says whilst he's davening, Al kan tzipor, on a bird's nest, yagiu rachamecho, Hashem's mercy extends. We know the halacha of shiluach hakein, before you take the baby birds, you have to send the mother away. Or v'al toiv yizochel shemecho, your name Hashem is remembered regarding goodness. Or moidim moidim, he says moidim twice, he says thank you Hashem twice. In any of those instances, mshaskin oisoi, we silence him. Says the Gemara, Bishloime moidim moidim, if he says thank you Hashem twice, Meshaskin oisei, understand that we silence him. Bishum de merzek eshtei roshiyos, it appears as if he's recognizing two deities, which is kfira. Ve'al toiv yizochel shmecho, if he says your name will be remembered on with goodness, nami, we understand that we silence him. Mashma ala toiv v'lo haro al haro, it would seem that we only remember you Hashem in association to goodness, not in association to bad. Utnan, and this is contrary to a Mishnah that we learned, Chayiv Odom Levorech Al Ara, Kashem Shemavorech Al Toiva. In the same way as you thank Hashem when good things happen, you have to thank Hashem when bad things happen. So you see that you have to remember Hashem even in association to bad things. Elo Al Kan Tzipur Yagiu Rachamecho Mai Tama. Somebody who says, you Hashem, you have mercy on a bird's nest. Why do we silence him? Pligi bo tre amiroi b'marova. There were two amiroim in Eretz Yisrael that argued as to why. Rabbi Yosef bar Ovin, Rabbi Yosi bar Zvido. Chad Omar once said, mipnei shematil kino b'maisa bereishis, because it instills jealousy in creation, as if Hashem has mercy on the bird's nest and not on other creations. The Chad Omar, the other one said, mipnei sheoisem midoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim, it would seem as if we can understand the reasoning behind the mitzvahs, as if the reason that we do these mitzvahs is because Hashem has mercy. Ve'inon elo gezeiros, when we do the mitzvahs, we have to do them not because we understand them, not because there's a reasoning behind them, but just because that's what Hashem said, with no reason whatsoever. That's how the Rambam seems to explain this Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Hahu denochis kamei de rabba. Somebody who went down to daven, and we've seen many times mimamakim krasicha Hashem, when they would daven, they would, with humility, they would go down and daven. So this person who went to daven as a shliach tzibur in front of Rabbah. V'omar, and he said as follows, Ato chasto al kan tzipir, you had mercy on a bird's nest. Ato chus v'rachim oleinu, have mercy and pity on us. Omar Rabbah, Rabbah commented, Kama yoda haitzur v'mirabonon lirtzuye lemorei. It's amazing how this Talmud Chacham managed to find favor in Hashem's eyes, as if he was praising what he said. Omar le'Abaya, Abaya said to Rabbah, V'homashaskin o'yseitnan, we learned in the Mishnah here, in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that if somebody says that, we silence him. How can you praise him? Says the Gemara, V'Rabbah nami l'chedude le'Abaya hu deboya. Rabbah knew full well that it was inappropriate how this person was davening. He was just testing Abaya. He was going to give a compliment to this Talmud Chacham and test whether Abaya noticed that it was inappropriate the way this person was davening. Continues the Gemara, Hahu denochis kameder Rav Chanina, somebody went to daven in front of Rav Chanina. Omar, and he said as follows, he started going on and on and on, praising Hashem. He says, You Hashem, Okel, you're the Hashem, Hagodel, who's great, Hagibay, who's mighty, Vanoira, who's awesome, Vaadir, he's glorious, Vaizuz, he's potent, Vayira, and he's feared, Hachozok, he's strong, Vaamitz, he's powerful, Vavadai, he's certain, Vanichbot, he's esteemed. He's going on and on. Himtin Leir Bchanina waited at the Saim until he finished davening. Kisayim, when he finished davening, Omar Leir Bchanina said to him, Siyamtinu, you've completed Lekulu Shvochet Demoroch, everything there is to say about Hashem, you've finished? Lomali Kulehai, why do you go on and on and on about Hashem's virtues? Anan and us, Hanitlas to Omrinon, we who just say three, Okela, Godoila, Gibor, Vanoira, and even those three, Ilav to Omrinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Boiraisa, had Moshe Rabbeinu himself not said these three in the Torah. And above that also, Vaosu Anche Knesset Gdoila, Vtikninu, Betfila, and Anche Knesset Gdoila established it as a fixed text in the Tfila, Loihavinon, Yocholin, Memulu, we wouldn't even have said those three. And you're going on and on like that. Vat Omris, Kulehai, Vaoslas, you just going on like that, saying so many praises about Hashem. Moshel lemelech bosav adam, the way you're behaving is analogous to a king who's of flesh and blood. Shehoyu lo elef alofim din rezov, he had thousands upon thousands of gold coins. Vehoyu mekalsin oisa, and they would praise him b'shel kesem and say, wow, this king has silver coins. V'hali gnai huloi, praising somebody with silver when in truth he has gold is a disgrace to him. Hashem is so beyond anything that we can imagine or fathom that the more you say, the more you're disgracing him. Continues the Gemara. V'omar Rav Chanina, Hakol bidei Shemaim, everything is in Hashem's hands, chutz miras Shemaim, besides for fear of Hashem. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ato Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elikecho Shoel Mi'imach, what's Hashem asking from you? Kiim Le'iro, just have fear of Hashem. Asks the Gemara, Otu Yiras Shemaim Milse Zutrasahi? Is Yiras Shemaim such a small matter that you say, Mo Hashem Elikecho, what's Hashem already asking? Just one little thing, Yiras Shemaim? V'omer Reb Chanina Meshum Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, Ein Lo'ila Kodesh Baruch Hu Bebeis Genozov. The only thing Hashem has in His treasure house is only a store of Yiras Shemaim. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Yiras Hashem, Hiyoit Sori. The fear of Hashem, that attribute that we have, is the only thing that Hashem stores. Says the Gemara, In, yes. Legabi Moshe, for Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one that was saying this pasuk, Milsa Zutrasahi, it was a small matter. The Omer of Chanina, Moshe Laodom Shemvakshin Menu Kli Godel. If you ask somebody, demand from somebody a very big utensil, Vieshle, and he has it to give you. It's Doime Lovka Kli Cotton. It's very small work for him. He's got it. It's not hard for him to attain it, to acquire it. He has it. It's like a small Kli. Cotton, but if you ask somebody even for a very small utensil, the ain no, and he doesn't have it, doimel of kli gadol, it's hard to acquire, like it would be a big kli. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who was so huge in his Yiras Shemaim, asking for Yiras Shemaim is a small matter. And here the Sfarim say, for the very fact that the Torah is expecting it of us and using the term of Mo Hashem Elokecha as if it's a small matter, it must be that each and every one of us in Klal Yisrael has some spark inside that's so connected to Hashem that when you can tune into that spark, you'll readily and easily find Yiras Shemaim. It's hard work to tune into that spark. Continues the Gemara. Moidim, Moidim, Meshaskin Oisoy. If somebody says, thank you Hashem, Moidim, twice, then we silence him. Omer Bzeira, Koloimer Shema, Shema, anyone who says Shema, Shema twice. Koloimer Moidim, Moidim. Domi, it's similar to if he says Moidim twice, and we silence him. Meisvei, this seems to contradict the Braisa. Hakoires Shema, if somebody reads the Shema, Vekoiflo, and he says it again, Hareze Meguno, it's disgraceful. Meguno, who dehava, it's disgraceful. Shtuke loy mishtakino le, but we don't silence him. And over here we see that Reb Zera said that if you say Shema twice, it's like saying Moedim twice, and we do silence him. Says the Gemara Lo Kasha. It's not a question, it's not a contradiction. Ha de oma milsa milsa vatonile. When is it just disgraceful, but we don't silence him? Is if he says every word twice, Shema, 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 Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. Then it's a disgrace, but Rashi says it's like a let, it's like a clown who's just saying words and doesn't make any sense. So it's a disgrace, but there's no reason to silence him. When do we silence him? If he says the whole pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then again, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, or Moedim, V'tonilo, and he says the whole pasuk again, that's when we stop him. Because there it looks as if you're considering two deities. Maybe the reason he said the pasuk twice is because the first time he wasn't concentrating properly. And the second time he was hoping to be kiven daitei, to have kavona. So he answered him back, that alone is a reason to silence him. What's this level of familiarity that you have with Hashem, as if he's your friend? You say it once, and then you didn't say it with enough intentions, you say it again. Eloi kiven daite mikor, if he didn't have kavona, machinone, we hit him b'marzavta d'napcha, with a hammer of a smith, ad mechavin daite. He has to learn to have kavona when speaking to Hashem. We can't say it once, and then say it again, and say it again, as if Hashem is your friend. And Yimirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to carry on the next Mishnah.